Urban Healing Prescription. The Japanese practice forest bathing, known as Shinrin-yoku. In Korean, it's Salim-yak, and the Finnish call it Metsunpeito, or covered by the forest. Cultures worldwide recognize the deep connection between humans and nature. Studies show that being in nature improves mental, spiritual, and physical health. Scientists use psychological tests and sensors to measure changes in the brain and body when outdoors. They are finding more ways to understand nature's impact. For example, if you're in the hospital, ask for a bed near a window. It can help you recover faster. Modern stress. Reconnecting with nature is crucial for our well-being. Humans, like other animals, depend on nature and adapt to environmental changes. Our senses, like smell, sound, and sight, play a vital role in survival. However, many people in today's busy world ignore these cues, which harms their physical and mental health. Our sense of smell is especially important, as it often gives us the first hint of something good or bad. Smells can affect our behavior and emotions, and some scents can even promote healing. For example, Japanese scientists discovered that tree scents, known as phytoncides, can improve health. The scent of Hinoki cypress oil is particularly beneficial. However, modern life has dulled our sense of smell. Research shows that over 50% of the genes related to smelling have become inactive as we rely less on our noses for survival. Our hearing has also suffered due to noise pollution. The loud sounds of airplanes, traffic, and other modern noises can damage our hearing and possibly our heart health. Living near noisy areas like airports can increase the risk of hypertension, which can lead to heart attacks and strokes. Noise can also make us irritable and affect our ability to focus. Using earphones or earbuds to block out noise can desensitize us to healing sounds in nature, such as birdsong and flowing water, which have been shown to have a calming effect. The benefits of nature on eyesight and well-being. Nature is refreshing for the eyes. Too much screen time harms eyesight. City dwellers, especially in affluent areas, need glasses for distances twice as much as rural residents. Spending time outdoors improves vision. Indoor and outdoor light affect eyeball shapes differently. Schools are upgrading lighting to protect students' eyesight. Seeing nature is beneficial, with or without glasses. Hospital patients near windows recover faster, feel better, and request fewer painkillers. Urban residents also benefit from window views, with greenery possibly reducing crime and violence. Proof suggests that photos and videos of nature can be helpful, though not quite as much as actually being outside. Jailers have noticed that watching nature videos can calm down prisoners. A scientist found something interesting in Jackson Pollock's art. His paintings share a cool math thing with nature called fractals. Fractals are patterns you find in nature, like in leaves and waves. Pollock's paintings have fractals just like those in forests. You don't even have to look directly at these patterns to feel better, just having them in your sight can help. Nature is medicine. In 1973, Erich Fromm coined biophilia to describe humans' deep love for life and desire for growth in living things. E.O. Wilson later used this term for the biophilia hypothesis, which explains our emotional connection to nature as an innate part of human behavior. This bond has been crucial since ancient times, as early humans learned to recognize natural signals. Snakes signaled danger, while water and trees meant safety. Today, our relationship with nature is more vital than ever. Spending excessive time in front of screens can harm both mental and physical health. Forest therapy. Japan's forestry agency researches forest therapy with hundreds, monitoring how wooded and urban areas affect health, altering blood pressure, pulse rate, heart rate, hormone levels, and brain chemistry. Many Japanese believe time in forests, engaging all senses, is preventive treatment. One in four Japanese participates in forest therapy. Korean Forest Agency also studies woods' health benefits, aiming to reduce stress. South Korea has the world's highest suicide rate, and Japan ranks third. In contrast, Finland, where trees cover 74%, views nature differently. Finns' strong connection to nature may explain their high happiness levels. Japan's forestry agency studies forest therapy, observing how forests and cities affect health. Time in nature can change blood pressure, heart rate, and hormones. Many Japanese see forests as preventive care, with one in four participating in forest therapy. South Korea and Japan, with high suicide rates, study nature's health benefits. In contrast, Finland, where trees cover 74%, values nature. Finns' strong connection to nature may explain their happiness. How nature impacts health in Scotland and Singapore. The Scots, known for their serious demeanor, are studying how time in nature can boost health. Unlike Japan and Finland, which focus on nature's benefits for professionals, Scotland looks at how city life affects the poor. Glasgow, in particular, faces issues like alcoholism, drugs, and violence, with some areas having the EU's lowest life expectancies. Scottish research links greener neighbourhoods to longer lives, though income matters too. The government aims to provide safe, walkable green spaces for exercise and nature therapy. They've also started woodland programs, called ecotherapy, to tackle depression, fitness, and confidence. Singapore, despite its small size, is densely populated. Yet, it leads to the creation of parks and nature areas. Singapore's green cover, which includes forests, parks, and trees across half of its 276 square miles, helps ease the stresses of city life. Nature enhances focus and promotes healing. The idea that spending time in nature is good for you isn't new. People have believed in it for a long time, from poets to philosophers. Being out in nature makes you feel better and more connected. Seeing amazing views reminds you of how big the world is and can make you feel calm and energized. Nature therapy programs, like Outward Bound, are now used to help children with behavior problems. Some studies have shown that kids with ADHD who spend time in nature have fewer symptoms than those who stay inside. All kids benefit from playing outside. In Europe, especially in Germany, kids are taught outdoor skills early on. This helps them grow mentally and physically, and learn how to work in teams. It's really important to get kids outside because many of them don't know much about nature anymore. For example, in Britain, most kids don't even know that acorns come from trees. Post-traumatic stress disorder. Veteran support groups use outdoor activities to help veterans with PTSD and other wounds. Historically, nearly 1 in 5 returning veterans have PTSD. The Mideast conflicts raised that number to more than 1 in 4. Therapeutic adventure advocates believe outdoor activities like kayaking and backpacking can help veterans heal. While most data is anecdotal, these activities seem to help veterans be more open about their problems and more willing to accept counseling. Being outdoors and active helps them feel better, at least temporarily. Skeptics want better data linking recreation therapy to PTSD relief. Until then, the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs will continue to reject it as a healing tool. Theories of the mind. Research today focuses on how nature affects the brain, which, some say, has three ways of processing stimuli. The executive area analyzes intellectual situations, while the spatial network responds to sensory perceptions. The default network is linked to personality and affective behavior. Letting this network wander helps the executive brain relax. Nature revives neural networks that respond to life's demands. Attention restoration theory, ART, and stress reduction theory, SRT, use nature as a neural palliative. ART helps reduce stress, making the brain work better. SRT helps the brain relax. Researchers use digital networking and computing to analyze data from many studies, creating meta-studies to understand brain-nature relationships better. Proof is crucial to confirm nature as a preventative medicine. How will people afford it? Will it lead to workplace changes and longer vacations? Americans want proof that nature can heal practically. Adopt Nature research suggests treating time in nature like exercise. Some is good, and more is better. 1. Every day take a break in a natural spot with trees, birds, and flowing water. 2. Every week break away from the routine and spend at least an hour in a park with wooded trails. 3. Every month escape to a quiet forest, river, lake, or beach. 4. Every year go on a vacation to a remote area to experience the awe of nature. Key points. 1. Being in nature improves mental, spiritual, and physical health. 2. Modern life has dulled our sense of smell, affecting our behavior and emotions. 3. Urban residents benefit from window views, with greenery possibly reducing crime and violence. 4. Spending time in nature can change blood pressure, heart rate, and hormones. 5. Nature therapy programs, like Outward Bound, help children with behavior problems. 6. Outdoor activities can help veterans with PTSD heal. 7. Research suggests treating time in nature like exercise. Some is good, and more is better.